Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be speaking to John Tamney, author of the book When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and Tragic Lapse of Reason. John is a publisher, he's an author, and he is also, in addition to being a well-respected publisher and author, he's a vice president at FreedomWorks and director of the Center for Economic Freedom. We will be talking to John Tamney at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a real flesh and blood human being, you can also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or call hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Call 866-735-2470 for products and for information about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, and we'll be talking to John Tamney, author of the book When Politicians Panicked, at the bottom of the hour. Continuing on with dopamine, the molecule of more, and also the molecule of motivation. If you find yourself having problems being motivated to do things, it may be a dopamine issue. Interestingly, not only does dopamine encourage motivation, but it also rewards motivation. So nothing is motivating as much as motivation. That is, when you do something, you get more motivated. If you force yourself to write that paper or do your taxes or open the door or open up a jar of mayonnaise, whatever it is you're motivating to do, that itself will increase dopamine and encourage more motivation. This is why depressed people aren't motivated, because it's motivation that makes you motivated. It's action that makes you motivated. And if you're depressed and you're not taking action, you're not doing things, that's going to suppress motivation. So force yourself out of bed. That itself, just forcing yourself out of bed, will encourage motivation chemistry, motivation neurochemistry. Yesterday we talked about the SARS-2 virus, how it exploits dopamine activity. We said that in a study published at the Taiba University College of Dentistry in Saudi Arabia, it was found that dopamine-related mechanisms could cause and even make exacerbate COVID infections and their associated symptoms. We've known for decades with other viruses, as well as recently we've discovered with the SARS-2 virus, that dopamine encourages their entry into cells. Dopamine agonist drugs, dopamine mimicking drugs, drugs that mimic the action of dopamine, activate receptors whose side effects include dizziness, sleeping, and fainting, and also disrupt respiration and decrease oxygen levels. All of these can worsen the symptoms of respiratory viruses. This is, by the way, a condition called happy hypoxia. Happy hypoxia is a temporary mood elevation that's linked to low blood oxygen. It was also found that the SARS-CoV-2 virus reduced immune responsiveness of the virus to the virus by disrupting the synthesis of antibodies in immune cells. So all in all, it turns out that dopamine, while it's a super important motivation and approach and molecule of more neurotransmitter, encourages us to seek out things, to seek out novelty and new experiences, it can also upregulate or stimulate the immune system, stimulate immune activity, and the immune response to the COVID or to all viruses, really. From the perspective of dopamine, having things is boring, but getting things is exciting. When you want to open the door, your dopamine goes up just when you reach for the doorknob, and then when you open the door, you get a hit of endorphins and pleasure chemicals. So between dopamine, motivating, and pleasure chemicals as a reward for that motivation, you have the neurochemical correlates associated with behaviors, and these neurochemical correlates can be leveraged, can be taken advantage of. We can upregulate our dopamine by getting up and being motivated to do things. We can upregulate our pleasure chemicals by succeeding in a behavior. However, under conditions of reduced neurotransmitters, activity and actions don't happen. Parkinson's is a classic example. Parkinson's disease is a disease that is caused by disruption in dopamine synthesis and ultimately reduced dopamine levels, and reaching for that doorknob isn't so simple. Your arms aren't going to move smoothly. Your fingers will be shaky. And the little actions that we take for granted, and most of us take for granted, will become a major chore. That's the Parkinson's disease syndrome. About 1 million Americans suffer from Parkinson's disease, which is when an area of the brain, the substantia nigra, nigra meaning black, the sub-black substance in the brain, that's the area that produces dopamine, becomes degenerated. It degenerates. Excuse me. That substantia nigra, nigra means black, and that nigra is the end result of high concentrations of melanin. This may be one reason why Parkinson's disease is associated with a higher risk of melanin diseases, i.e. melanoma. The neuromelanin-packed brain cells of this area in the brain, the substantia nigra, are dopamine-based, and under ordinary circumstances, these dopamine cells are responsible for the smooth muscular movements that we all enjoy and that we all take for granted, or that most of us enjoy and take for granted. In the Parkinson's patient, there's a deterioration of these dopamine brain cells, and ordinarily simple and easy and smooth muscular movements become difficult. The main treatment for Parkinson's symptoms is the prescription precursor to the neurotransmitter dopamine, sold under the name Sinemet, S-I-N-E-M-E-T, and some people get benefits from Sinemet, that is true, but as a general rule, Sinemet is relatively ineffective, and it may keep some symptoms under control. It's certainly not going to reverse the condition, and in fact, there really are no drugs that you can take for Parkinson's disease that will reverse the condition. No surprise if you understand the mechanism of drugs, because that's not the job of drugs, to reverse any diseases. And that's why doctors will say, well, you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life, or there's no cure for that disease. In fact, you can't even say the word cure. There's no drugs that are going to reverse Parkinson's disease, just like there's no drugs that are going to reverse any degenerative disease. However, you can do things to reverse the problem, and to understand how to reverse the problem, you got to figure out what's the cause of the problem. And almost always, you're going to see or find that the Parkinsonian brain is subject to the effects of a leaky blood-brain barrier. We've all heard about leaky gut syndrome. Leaky brain syndrome is just as important, And Parkinson's disease may be the end result of this leaky blood-brain barrier or leaky brain disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a moment. John Tamney will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the politics of COVID. His book, When Politicians Panic, is a very interesting indictment on the political response to the viral infection, the virus. capital T, capital V, the virus. And many, according to John Tammy, many of the problems that we've been dealing with for the last year, the non-health related problems, are not the result of the virus, but the result of the response, the political response. And his thesis is that maybe politicians shouldn't be involved in how we take care of our bodies and in the general health of the culture. Anyway, John Tammany's got an interesting take. We'll talk to him about his book, When Politicians Panic, at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in just a second. I'm going to have a lot more to say about Parkinson's and blood-brain barrier disruption, or leaky brain disease. This is all discussed in Dr. David Perlmutter's book, Grain Brain. One of the best things you could do if you're dealing with leaky brain disease, and you don't have to have full-blown Parkinson's to have issues with a disruption in the blood-brain barrier, just brain fog can be associated with disruptions in the blood-brain barrier, especially if you're on prescription drugs, because prescription drugs can inflame the blood-brain barrier, resulting in toxicity in the brain. You can have various memory problems. Dementias can be associated with disruptions in the blood-brain barrier. I have said for decades, literally since the 90s, that if you have a Parkinson's disease, you want to regard it as a digestive health issue. People looked at me like I was from another planet when I was saying it almost 30 years ago. Now it's well recognized that there is an intimate connection between what we eat and how our brain functions, especially if you're dealing with the movement disorders and the brain degeneration that is associated, or that we call Parkinson's disease. Treat Parkinson's as a digestive health issue. I'm going to tell you, we'll talk about the mechanism behind that, and it has a lot to do with gluten and lectins and other substances that are in vegetation in our coming Bright Side episodes. But for now, just know that one of the best things you could do if you're dealing with a neurodegenerative issue, whether it's a brain issue or a nervous system issue, it could be ALS, it could be dementia, Alzheimer's dementia, Lewy body dementia, or Parkinson's disease, one of the best things you could do is intermittent fasting and calorie restriction, for that matter. And speaking of intermittent fasting, which is becoming more and more popular mostly as a weight loss strategy, but it also, as it turns out, may have cognitive and mental and brain health benefits. Researchers from King's College in London reported that intermittent fasting helped improve the long-term memory retention of laboratory animals. Moreover, intermittent fasting could actually encourage the generation of new adult nerve cells. Now, this was in laboratory animals, but there's no reason to believe that this wouldn't occur in human beings as well. Intermittent fasting is a powerful anti-aging strategy, health promotion strategy, cognitive health strategy, and of course, if you're dealing with a full-blown brain degenerative issue like Parkinson's disease or dementia, intermittent fasting can be wonderfully beneficial. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. John Tammany will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the politics of the virus. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Chris in Texas. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Thank you so much for your time. Yes, to make sir. A long story short, there's this product by a company called Now. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yes, I have.
And there's this product called NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
Yes, I heard.
And my grocery store, a mile away, I used to be able to go in and buy it, no problem. $15.15 for 100 capsules, 600 milligrams, not a bad deal. Well, no. Now I can't anymore thanks to the FDA, because the FDA is out of control, and I'm sick of it. What do we do about it?
You know what? As long as your neighbors go knock on your neighbors' doors, because as long as your neighbors are sleepwalking, there's nothing we can do about it except just grin and bear it. The problem is your neighbors are sleepwalking, as are my neighbors. Not the people listening to this program. They're not sleepwalking. You guys listening to this program.
Not just my neighbors, but my loved ones, my family members, my boss, but the people I work with. They're all asleep,
and it sucks to be awake when everybody else is asleep. Can you imagine that kind of curse if everybody was a zombie and you were the only one walking around and everybody was sleepwalking? Well, that's what the world is like. That's what the world is like. Why do we accept this? You know, NAC, and by the way, it's not officially banned yet. Okay? It's just the big companies like Amazon and Walmart and Costco and probably your grocery stores, they're taking preventive or they're being proactive. There's still some people who, especially nutritional supplement groups, lobbying groups, are still making us think about it, because the fact is NAC has been around for over 50 years, and it's been a drug for over 50 years. Now all of a sudden they say, well, it's a drug, so we're going to have to ban it. Well, it's been a drug for 50 years, and it's been available for 50 years. Why all of a sudden now?
And guess what?
Well, let me just say this one last thing. It's one of the best ways that you can support your immune system for dealing with the virus. Whether it's a coincidence that all of a sudden the FDA has realized that this is a terrible thing for human beings to have or not, I don't know. But the fact is, it's one of the most powerful immune-boosting supplements. I've been talking about NAC since I learned about it in pharmacy school. It's used in hospitals, and I learned about it in pharmacy school, and I've been taking it for that long, and I'm right with you. Hopefully it won't get banned, and it's not officially banned yet, although it's hard to find, and it's going to be expensive too, by the way. What were you saying? I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you said it all. Thank you so much for your time. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Yeah, I understand your anger, Chris, because I'm angry too. It really sucks that we can't get the nutritional supplements we need. But you know what? In Europe, they've been, and in Canada for that matter, they've been dealing with this problem for decades. We've been very spoiled here in the sense that we assume that we're getting the supplements, and we believe we should be getting the supplements that we need, and we don't have to go to a doctor to get it. And by the way, you can still, if worse comes to worse, you can still get a doctor to write a prescription for it, but you shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to write a prescription or get a prescription to get an amino acid. N-acetylcysteine is an amino acid found in eggs and found in fish and found in beans and found in all high-protein foods. And how dare the government tell you you can't have an amino acid? Why? Because it's also a drug, and it may interfere with the drug company's sales. This is obscene, and I'm getting angry, too, just talking about it. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. Carl the Truth Raider, where you been? Where you been, man? Long time no talk to you.
Yeah, I've been staying indoors and doing things, but, you know, I'm having the same issue as far as what you were talking about. I tell people things for years and years, they don't believe it, then years later it comes true. So I have the same principle.
You know, well, you're in good company, Carl. The good news is that there's a lot of us. We may not be the majority, but there are millions of people who are awake and who are pissed off and who are angry about this encroaching government control. We're going to talk to John Tammy at the bottom of the hour, and I'm sure he's going to have the same take about the politics of the virus. We've got 30 seconds here, Carl. What's going on, man?
Endocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or better known as EPI.
Yeah, that's the latest acronym disease now. EPI, endocrine. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. That's a deficiency in pancreatic hormones, and you can add diabetes, type 1 diabetes, as being an example of that. And then the pancreas is a very fascinating gland that we really don't appreciate as much as we should. I always refer to it as Mr. Cellophane, like that from the movie Chicago. The pancreas is transparent. We don't really see how unbelievably important it is. And the clue to its importance is the fact that pancreatic cancer is the most deadliest of all cancers. Hey, call back tomorrow and we'll talk about that a little bit. Gotta go. We got John Tammy coming up next. Time for a commercial break. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they call a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50 with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine up, as well as 11 years of archive shows, archive daily programs, lots of great health information on our website, brightsideben.com, as well as pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find the longevity products on our websites, and you'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues and to prevent post-surgical scarring. And as it turns out, no surprise, healing the skin is beautifying the skin, and everything you want in a beauty product you'll find in a healing product, and that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. That's what Truth Treatments are all about, and that's why we have 1,900 plus 4 and 5 star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com.
truthreview.com, truthreview.com. If you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, head to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. John Tamney is the Vice President at FreedomWorks and Director of its Center for Economic Freedom. He's the editor of Real Clear Markets. He's a Senior Economic Advisor to the mutual fund firm Applied Finance Group, and he is also an author. His latest book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. Please welcome to the Bright Side, John Tamney. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And thank you so much for your book. It's an amazingly important read, and I encourage everybody to get this book, When Politicians Panicked, if you're interested in what's going on in the world today. So the title of the book is When Politicians Panicked, and that implies to me, anyway, that there's a lack of intentionality. Like, they didn't really intend for the ramifications or the end result of their panic. But do you really think it was unintentional? It seems kind of nefarious to me. What do you think?
I think it was unintentional, and my argument there would be, for one, the whole world committed suicide. I think politicians really believed they were doing something good, but their reasoning was panicked and absurd. Seriously, the worst arguments for the lockdowns were the ones they initially made. They said, we want to protect the hospitals from the inflow of people. Well, wait a second. Who among us needs to avoid behavior that might result in hospitalization? At which point they said, well, you know, but there's a study out there that says 2.3 million Americans will die, so we've got to take away your freedom. Well, what if they predicted 30 million? America, people respond to incentives. If people are found to be dying from this allegedly lethal virus, they would lock down far more stringently than politicians could ever force them to. So the force from day one was superfluous, and it turned what was orderly. Remember, the virus had been spreading for months, and we knew about it. It was in the news, and people were living their lives, operating their businesses, to suddenly command and control from panicky politicians that wrecked so many jobs, wrecked so many businesses, pushed so many towards starvation around the world. Politicians panicked, and it's a tragedy what they did.
So you said that they panicked, and I'll give you, I'm not sure about that, but let's assume that that's true, that they panicked. Do you think that this political panic is true at all levels of the hierarchy? In other words, at the very, very top end, was it panic or was it intentional? At the very, very top, like the Klaus Schwab organization, the World Economic Forum, the people were really making policy at the macro level. Did they panic too, or do you think, or was there some intentionality?
Well, I think they panicked too. I think where you're going is, I think I would probably agree with you that if Barack Obama is in office, probably the reaction is a bit more muted. But let's never forget, I mean, this was happening globally. Was everyone in it to get Donald Trump? And let's be clear, Donald Trump himself panicked. Imagine what happens if Trump acts like Trump. And I talk about this in the book, that Trump has historically gone against the grain. What if he said, okay, look, there's a virus spreading, but any governor so foolish as to shut down businesses and take away people's right to work is going to have a constant presence in the state. Me, I will make this the campaign theme of all campaign things. If Trump does that and says there's just no reason to destroy the economy as a virus mitigating strategy, which would have been such a Trumpian thing to do, he gives Republican governors cover to not do what makes no sense. He gives Democrats cover. He gives world leaders cover. America is looked up to around the world. We are the beacon of freedom. People risk their lives to get a taste of American life, and yet we so readily, up to the top, gave away our freedom and destroyed lives needlessly in the process.
All right, so I'm going to play devil's advocate here. First of all, I agree with I'm on your side here, but I'm just going to play devil's advocate. So the government doesn't get involved, right? Are we going to end up with dead bodies piling up all over the place?
It's a great question, but your question answers it and tells us that we wouldn't have. Because what do people do in response to, oh, wait, it's a killer? They would take precautions that would make what the government was asking them look very small by comparison.
Right.
The insulting message from politicians was that if we don't take away your freedom, if we don't destroy your work, destroy your businesses, you will just mindlessly go out and kill yourself. When have you ever known Americans do that? If they legalize heroin tomorrow, will you just go shoot it up indiscriminately? I mean, think about it.
Right.
You know, the idea that you can't look after yourself and that your listeners can't look after themselves is just is beyond insulting.
Yeah, there's an infantilization that's taking place like all across the board. This idea that you need to have a nanny state, you need to be told what to do because you're not smart enough to take care of yourself. But the bigger picture here is this virus, even worst case scenario, is so mild that you have to be tested to know if you have it.
Oh, it's unquestionably.
It's not a serious
thing.
That's
the other thing. Think about this. We knew long before the lockdowns the virus was many things, none of them terribly lethal. And how did we know this? We know this from China. Think about it. You think the Chinese could have hidden mass death?
Right,
and
right.
Furthermore, even if they tried to hide it, which they couldn't have, the country is smartphone dense. American companies, for McDonald's, for Starbucks, for Nike, that's their second largest market. Apple sells a fifth of its iPhones in China. GM sells more cars in China than it does in North America. If suddenly the biggest market in the world, other than the U.S., were dying for U.S. companies, you would have seen stocks crash in 2019, and you would have seen U.S. shares crashing throughout 2020. Instead, they were hitting all-time highs in January and February. What does that tell you? It tells you very clearly that we knew, because market signals told us loud and clear, that the virus, many things, it existed, but it certainly was not a lethal virus, because markets would have crashed long before it had it been.
Would you think, you know, you say that it's panic, and again, I'm going to skip back to the fact that I think there's got to be some nefariousness to it, that, you know, you're being generous when you say that they panicked. What are the things like censorship? Where does that fit into the equation? And the inability of people to get supplements and medications that address COVID. I mean, if it was just panic, why would they be so controlling of information and controlling of alternative therapies? And hang on to that. We have to take a commercial break. I want you to answer that when we come back from our break. But John Tammy is with us. His book is When Politicians Panicked. More with John Tammy about the virus, capital T, capital V, the virus, on the Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends,
get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to John Tam, the author of the book When Politicians Panic. So, John, before we went to break, I was talking to you about if it was just panic and not nefarious, and I understand that your take is that it wasn't necessarily intentional, that it was just panic. But how does that explain the censorship and the inability, not just the censorship, not just the inability people having of access to alternative treatments, but the lack of information or the censorship of information about alternatives? If it was just panic, wouldn't they encourage us to be looking for alternatives?
Look, it's a great question. When you talk about censorship, what I would refer to you quickly is, let's go back to 1984. Ronald Reagan's running for re-election. There's no Fox News. There's ABC, CBS, NBC. There's LA Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. That was basically it. According to a USA Today study, 93% of his media coverage was negative. Now, despite this, he wins 49 states to one. It kind of people saw around essentially the censorship of information there. And I think to some degree we saw that this time, too. No doubt YouTube wanted to follow the science and all these ridiculous things that they're hearing.
Right.
But somehow this alternative information was reaching us. If you went to my Twitter feed, if you went to my Facebook page, I was getting all sorts of information from credible people saying, hey, wait a second. And my guess is you were too. Imagine if this is 1984, your access and mind to information would have been substantially less. Now, I would say, and I argue in the book, in 1984, call it 2004, there could never have been lockdowns, because in 2004 there really wasn't even Facebook yet on which for people to virtue signal about how they were staying at home wearing masks. There was no Postmates and Grubhub for you know, the subhumans who still had to work to drop off meals to people without touching their door, because you know they can't get their cooties on anyone's doors.
Right.
You know, there was no Peloton for people to work at home. There was no high speed internet, so you know the people who have Zoom style jobs can do their work from home and watch Tiger King at night. And so all the things that enabled these sick, rich, nail-biting people to take a break from reality and basically give the middle finger to those who have the temerity to have a job that is a destination didn't exist then. Hence, 20 years ago, if they tried to lock down, all these people who thought it was just so great and they were doing their part would have revolted themselves.
Mm. What do you think about the Great Reset? How does that fit into all this?
I'm not buying into it. Again, I think we give these guys too much credit to think they could collaborate on some sort of big plan to rewrite the world. I'm reminded of what an entrepreneur told me back in 2009 when the world looked so bad. He said, "Are you kidding me?" He said, "I'm way too smart for Obama, and I was way too smart for Bush." Let's never forget that, particularly in the United States, entrepreneurs face stare death in the face on a daily basis for much of their business existence.
And
I argue this in the book. That I said this in April 2020. I said, look, the economic rebound is going to be powerful. This is nothing to Americans. Americans are used to this. All they have been having government harass them for years. They're in the business of starting all new things. They're constantly facing death. Nothing that these loser politicians could do could ever suffocate Americans for good. We're so quick. We run around these guys on a daily basis. It doesn't take away from the tragedy. It doesn't take away from its needlessness. But the idea that these clowns could reset the world, oh, please, we're way too smart than that.
You know, it's a very hopeful message, by the way, that you're saying, and I hope you're right. But two things come to mind when you say that there's no way that they could do that. Number one, technology has advanced so much now that we can, like, everybody is connected so that at the push of one button, you can impact the entire world. And number two, the population has been dumbed down to such a degree that they can't survive without the government. Many people cannot survive without the government or government help. Doesn't that kind of contradict those two points, contradict what you're saying?
I don't think so, because never forget, the technology that you describe is created in the private sector, as in the private sector will always be able to outrun loser politicians stuck in the past, focused on yesterday's technology. And I think to some degree we saw it this time. Look, not everyone who was locked down agreed with it, and they had technology to work their ways and live their lives around the idiot decrees of politicians.
Mm.
After that, I don't think the population is that dumb. I'm sorry,
okay.
I just disagree. Now, there
okay.
are people who are dumber than you, but never yeah. forget, let's say you and I go to Giants Stadium for a New York Giants game. You may be the smartest person in a packed Giants Stadium, but that stadium of rabid fans collectively is exponentially smarter than
Got
you.
It.
And I don't
the wisdom
say
of the crowd.
To insult you.
No, the wisdom of the crowd.
The crowd is the market.
Yeah,
the crowd
yeah.
is the marketplace. Why is it that freedom always works? It works because it combines, yeah, there's a lot of stupid people, but their combined knowledge is really remarkable. And
that's
also,
great.
Why do crises always result? When politicians say, unless we act, there's a crisis, I think you would agree that their very suggestion is
they
a
are
sure
the crisis.
Sign of the crisis looming.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they are the crisis. I make that argument because when they say that, they're saying we are going to take away the wisdom of the crowds and
yeah.
we are going to institute our own wisdom, which is what? It's central planning. It's not that the Soviet Union didn't have experts. It's not that North Korea doesn't have experts. Of course they do. But one mind, 10 minds, can never be
yeah.
smarter than the masses.
Yeah, that's like, it reminds me of Alexander the Great saying, I'm dying from the hand of too many doctors. And it's that kind of idea. The experts are the ones who are supposed to be helping us are the ones who are killing us.
One of the quotes I use in the book is that good doctors have killed far more people than bad generals. It is a fact. Look, it doesn't make doctors bad people.
That's right.
But
agreed.
Once you substitute their limited knowledge for the knowledge of the marketplace, look, you wanted 330 million Americans trying different things. Yes, trying different drug concepts to fight the virus. You wanted different responses. You wanted some people were going to lock down. Look, we all know people haven't been in a restaurant for over a year. But some young kids were going to go to every bar and every party and make out with every girl and guy they could. You need those people. Those are your most important people when a virus is spreading, because by not listening to the experts, they are producing essential information. Oh, really? How does a virus really spread? What kind of behavior is most associated with getting sick and spread? when they foist one size fits all solutions on us, they don't make us healthier. They blind us.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That's such great wisdom, John. I got to tell you, that's kind of like the idea of novelty in genetics. How we want novelty. We want new things. The more novelty you have, the better the species, and the stronger the species, and the more control you, the more you try to control things, the worse things are. The worse off a species is. And that's the problem with genetic manipulation, too. Yeah, but a really interesting chapter called There's No Such Thing as Government Investment Either. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, governments have no resources. They can only, quote, invest insofar as they extract wealth from the private sector first. But see, governments cannot invest, period. Warren Buffett, if he's in government, would be a bad investor. Because governments are constrained by the known. They invest in what already exists. And then once they do, never forget, once you're investing in government, you have constituents, you have others who have a vested interest in what you've invested in lasting because they see the jobs created. So there can never be the natural market killing off of what doesn't make sense. In the free marketplace, businesses die all the time. And that is the sign of progress in government.
Right.
What doesn't make sense lasts forever. So it's not investment. It's only investment if the possibility of failure is real and right there staring at you in the face every day. That's not true in government. When you fail in government, you get more investment, which means it's not investment.
Wow. What does the future hold for us, in your opinion?
My view is always that those who bet against the American people always get it wrong. Let's never forget that Warren Buffett got rich by buying from pessimists. If you know something now about how the U.S. is over, come tell me, because we could make trillions and certainly billions as investors shorting the United States. But I would suggest you're not wise to do it. This was a tragedy. This is the biggest human rights tragedy of the 21st century. But never, ever forget what the American people are made of. We are the crazies. We descend from the people who crossed oceans. They were so desperate for a taste of freedom.
I love it.
We do not succumb easily to the idiots, the authoritarians. You pick the wrong people to lock down when you lock down the American people. And so I'm always optimistic about the future. This is nothing to the typical American entrepreneur. We'll come back.
John, thank you so much. Really powerful, inspiring message. John Tam, the author of the book When Politicians Panic, the New Coronavirus Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. Thanks for being on the Bright Side, John. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me so much.
Take care. John Tamney, Vice President of FreedomWorks and author of the book When Politicians Panic. That's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.